Hello, Vol Nation. Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
As everybody has waited all offseason for this moment, to hear that it's game night, and it's time for Tennessee football. And when the Pride of the Southland Band forms that famed tee, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
We can go where we want to. Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Football Friday edition of 3 and Out.
A real Football Friday, not the other Football Fridays that have been kind of football, but not the real good stuff.
I'm excited about it. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson.
Davey Hopper Hudson.
He's ready to go.
He's something. He's really something.
No Titan shirt, no Vols shirt, just went.
Well, I don't have any Vols gear that they hadn't lost in before, so I'm trying to do good vibes only and only wear something that they've not lost before in, you know? Or like I didn't wear it on a Football Friday and then the Vols ended up losing.
Okay. So this is
this hadn't happened before.
Good luck.
So we'll see what happens.
A good luck ploy from Davey Hudson to go Netflix on Friday instead of
interesting
team gear. All right.
Interesting.
All right.
Interesting.
Fair enough, I guess.
Does that mean you're rooting for the Vols?
Yes. I would like to say that yesterday.
They're going to go all the way this year, aren't they?
Yesterday, I learned I still cared. That had been one of the questions I had kind of had going into it. Now, am I excited for the game? That still hasn't hit yet, but at least I know for a fact I still care, and I want the best for Tennessee football.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. Glad to have you in the fold.
Trying to be positive.
Ready to go for football 2020?
You're trying to be positive?
Mm-hmm. I care. I figured that out. We were really having that debate early on in the week. But
you're trying to be positive by being negative?
No, the university, they got me back in. They proved that I still care.
Then how are you being positive?
What are you talking about?
Well, explain to the people why you care. Well,
I care because Tennessee made another highly questionable, arguably dumbass decision
highly
yesterday.
Highly questionable with Dine Le Batard. Highly questionable.
Yesterday, Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt agreed to a 2-year contract extension, $400,000 raise, although he is turning the raise down for COVID in 2020.
I'm here for the raise and extension.
The extension terms include compensation of $3.8 million this year with an increase to $4.2 million starting in 2021. Wait, so is he turning down the $400,000 in 2021, for 2021 then?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought.
He's already been turning down $400,000 because he gets, that's why we can afford Chaney and Ansley and all these other coaches, because he's giving $400,000 to the staff pool, so they're just making that up. He's probably going to give this $400,000 to the staff pool. We're going to go get even more ballers.
Remember Rick Barnes got in trouble. You can't actually have it on your salary and then give it away.
Yeah. Yeah. That, well, that's why it says 3.8. He was at 4.2 and said, let's knock that down to 3.8.
You have to tell Fulmer to pay it directly to the assistants.
And that's what he did.
So you don't get in trouble.
And now he's giving it back to the university for COVID. I hope he gets his name on the wall. The give your all wall, Jeremy Pruitt.
I will say I was shocked to see this.
I wasn't. It just makes sense. You're not going to fire him this year, COVID year. I've said that. Most coaches are probably safe. So it's really a one-year extension, and you're giving him back the money that he's been paying his assistants. It's really a net. It's a net nothing other than he has 4 years left on his contract after this year.
I disagree, and I will say why.
I mean, I've just explained exactly what
Wait,
it is.
Doesn't he have 5 years left on his contract?
Right, but I'm saying this year really doesn't.
After this year, he has five left.
It's five or four. I mean, whatever.
It's a whole other year. You have to pay the guy.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're not going to fire him this year. He's probably saving.
Yeah, but
next
you might fire him 6 years from now.
It does affect the buyout by about $5 million.
If we fired him today.
No. Like the 2 years added on.
The 2 years added on, 60% of his contract for those 2 years.
Yeah, but every year you go while he's on this contract, you lose another 60%.
Right.
You're not going to fire him this year.
Right. The buyout right now would be astronomical.
Correct. Butch Jones level.
My question, and I've not had anyone be able to give me an answer to this yet, is why not just wait 3 months and see how the season goes before you decide to go ahead and make an extension?
You got to show you're dedicated to
your
man.
Well, when I say I was shocked to see it, I'm not shocked he got an extension. What I mean is I was shocked it happened now with the current climate around the coronavirus. It has nothing to do with the football level of coaching. When I say I'm shocked,
got to keep the recruiting class
he got an extension now. In this climate, I mean, there are other coaches that are being furloughed and not making a penny at some smaller schools. There's other coaches at big schools that are taking pretty large pay cuts. So to extend him 2 years and give him a raise, even if it's, you know, kind of down the road, I don't mean I'm shocked he got an extension with where he is. I was shocked he got an extension right now with the current climate of college athletics. Now, we can get into grading the grading the way it's extending, and obviously Davey doesn't like it at all. Houston doesn't mind it. I'm somewhere in the middle. We need to have that discussion, Davey.
First off, I was going to say, just looking at it from a standpoint of what Coach Fulmer said was apparently they were negotiating this back after last season.
Yeah, 8-5 went from 5-7 to 8-5.
But then things got to where the climate, as you mentioned, Nate, were very, no one really knew what was going to happen. And I mean, still sometimes whenever maybe you see a recession, it takes a while before the effects of that really start to go into.
Yeah, but they sold those season tickets. They got a little extra cash. Might as well lock down your guy.
But I mean, they're going to the fans and saying like, hey, we need all your money. Even if you can't come.
They said, donate if you want. You'll put your name on the wall. Help us support the student athlete.
But if there was ever 1 year in history where you didn't have to spend more money, wouldn't this be it?
Yes. Yes, this would absolutely be it.
He's foregoing the money the first year. So they did basically wait a year.
Hold on.
He's foregoing the money.
That's great. But the university still offered it.
Maybe. I mean, that might have been part of the negotiation. Like, hey, can we do this, but have it kick in next year? It's like, yeah, I'll just say I donated. We don't know what the conversations were behind closed doors. We have no idea. Don't do that.
I don't see a situation where you're Pruitt or you're Fulmer. Like, I have nothing against Pruitt in this situation. This was smart of him to take the extension and go ahead and get a raise. Like, I'm not going to fault him one bit. Like, that's a smart move. My, I guess, concern is with the university continuing to do things where we've seen not pay off in the long run previously.
But you can't I think I sent it to the group. I mean, you were bottom four in the league last year in paying your coach. Like, if you're going to be Tennessee football and prove that you actually care about football, you can't be right there with the Arkansas's and, hell, even Eli Drinkwitz now makes more money than Jeremy Pruitt. I get it. first-year head coach, you're not going to come in and immediately say, yeah, hey, you're a $6 million man. That wouldn't make any sense. But you go from 4-8 to 5-7 year one. You beat Auburn on the road. Then you go to 8-5. He's shown progress. Yeah, you give him 2 years, especially since this one basically doesn't count. Give him just a slight raise. The money he's already been giving up to pay his staff. I mean, it's just kind of a, hey, you've paid for your staff the last 2 years. You're not going to take the salary this year. That basically saved us $1.2 million. Here's $400,000 over a few years. It just kind of makes sense to me.
As it relates to just proving you're worth it, I mean...
Went 8-5.
Okay, but... Chris, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to pull a receipt.
Okay.
September 27th, 2017... You tweeted out.
That couldn't have been good.
You want to raise an extension. This was back with John Curry and.
Yeah, it was 2017.
And
go,
Butch.
Go on.
Yes.
Yeah.
When Karen and Ralph Weekly got their extension, the criteria was, quote, a legitimate perennial national and SEC power.
Softball.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And different athletic director.
It's true.
Okay.
But then on top of that, you said, and putting emphasis on the word legitimate, say no more.
Well, what
if you're Tennessee, what? Like a legitimate SEC power, we've not done.
I just said that. Wait. Me saying that that's what they did doesn't make that the criteria. You've had a coach. This is his third year. He's improved every year. Recruiting was unlike any other school in the country during the pandemic.
So have we lowered the standard to, like, you need to actually be
buddy,
good
buddy, we're not paying him $10 million a year. We gave him $400,000.
Okay, I know, but I'm saying, and I mentioned it earlier, it's all about the buyout. Because adding $5 million is going to be a pretty big number to come up with whenever, if things do go south. And I hope they don't, but
okay,
I'm
here,
just...
Here's the deal. He has to have 4 years on his contract, period. That has to be real.
Right. I don't understand why we didn't just extend him 1 year. Why is he at six now? He's at six years.
I think it's
right
probably
now.
Because this six. Year doesn't count.
Okay, well, but why is he at six? He could easily be at five. That still fits your
maybe
criteria.
Maybe they have faith behind the scenes.
I feel like if I'd asked you yesterday, hey, Houston, what
no,
do you think
did,
about Jeremy Pruitt?
We had this conversation a month ago, and I said, yeah, he should always have 4 or 5 years on the contract.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I'd asked you what you would have done yesterday, you would have said... Extend him 1 year, $400,000 would have been fine with you. But now we've given him an extra year for no reason. And that is when you're firing a coach. If you have to fire Jeremy Pruitt, 2025 is going to be a dead money year. If you don't and he's still the coach, that means he started, as Philip Fulmer outlined, beating Florida and Alabama and Georgia.
And that's where my frustration comes into play, because whenever you take those games into account, Jeremy Pruitt in his – time at Tennessee, those six games, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida, you've been outscored by 171 points. And if you take the average of that, that means every time you play them, you're getting beat by 28.5 points. Four touchdowns. And yet...
What did Jimbo Fisher go last year?
Well, they didn't give him an extension.
Because he already had 10 years on the contract.
Okay, and he's won a national championship.
Not at A&M, he hadn't.
No, but I mean,
Jeremy
we've Prince gone out.
Won, he's won national championships.
I mean, Ohio State went out and paid Florida a lot of money, or Urban Meyer a lot of money. He's proven that he's done it. I'm fine with it if you can prove that you're worth it. I'm not seeing that.
He hadn't proved
yet.
It at A&M. Jeremy Pruitt's won national championships at two stops.
I don't know that I agree with paying Jimbo Fisher that much at A&M.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can say, oh, Tennessee's so stupid. I got plenty of stupid here if you
want
stupid.
They're stupid because they didn't have to do this. A&M had to pay Jimbo Fisher, I don't know if it was that much, but they had to pay him a lot of money to get him. Like, that's what, this was just dumb because it's just like we just took money that they asked. I mean, we saw it. They asked you to give them the money and not get anything back. Well, get an event and your name on the wall. I mean, let's not joke about it. They literally said, hey, it would really help us out if you let us keep your money and we don't give you the season tickets that you paid us the money for. And then yesterday, after they'd already emailed you and a bunch of season ticket holders like you, single game tickets, yesterday I get an email because I'm on their list as having bought tickets before, that I can buy Florida tickets, that I can buy Alabama tickets, I could have put together my own little season ticket package yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a regular person. I do not have season tickets. I've not donated money to the university in that realm at all. But I could buy tickets for games when they literally asked their season ticket holders a month ago to just give them money and not get tickets.
But we talked about that.
That doesn't make any sense.
They had to ask.
They didn't offer you a seat, though. They said, we don't have a seat for you, Houston. And now they're selling seats all around the upper deck of the stadium. That is very, very strange to me. First of all, that's kind of a separate topic. It was just unnecessary.
A
1 year extension, $400,000 to me, okay. I don't know why you wouldn't wait for at least a few games to happen first, but whatever. If he needs another year for recruiting, you can play that. But I mean, you basically, if he fails, you just lit at least $2.4 million on fire yesterday. And maybe maybe 4.8. I mean, that's the average buyout for Pruitt over the course of the deal.
I just don't like the complaining about, oh, we don't take football seriously at Tennessee. Oh, I wish they would try harder. And then they are in the bottom four of salary, and we give a guy a little bit of a raise, and everyone freaks out.
Well,
it's like, are we trying to show other coaches? Are we trying to show the country? Are we trying to show everybody, recruits, whoever? Are we trying to show that we're serious about football? Or you want us to be serious about football, but not really? You want to go bargain hunt for coaches, and then when they do well, don't give them a raise because you might have to fire them one day? Like, what are we doing here?
He hasn't done well yet. And the
thing, 5!
It doesn't matter. You didn't beat a good team. Who was the best team we beat last year? Go.
I don't know. Indiana, maybe.
It's Indiana, yeah.
And they're what?
You beat Auburn the year before.
That's good. One win, then.
You played 3 good teams last year.
And you got destroyed. Absolutely
destroyed. We're behind. We kept Butch Jones too long. Blame Pruitt. What are you doing?
No one's blaming Pruitt. This is not Pruitt's fault.
I'm not on Pruitt for this one. This is on the university and the administration.
You went 4-8. Worst season in school history. He got you to 5-7. Beat Auburn. You didn't give him a raise and extension. Lost his first 2 games last year. Won 7 out of 8 to close the season.
And
got you
good.
To a good bowl. Won that.
Good to see.
$400,000. Like, this is not some insane amount of money. It's 2 years. This year doesn't even count, so it's really 1 year.
He gets a $200,000 retention bonus if he's the coach in February of 2021.
Yeah.
Like,
if he doesn't leave in February, good.
Like, we don't know how to manage money.
No, he's a good buddy. He's already foregoing the $400,000. That was just a way to, you know, give him a little bonus.
If he makes a bowl game this year, he gets $200,000 instead of the $100,000 they used to get. All of his incentives.
Yeah. I'm 0-10 and get that.
I'm all for incentives.
Yeah. Go 0-10 and go to a bowl game this year. That'd be funny. That's a separate topic, I guess.
My biggest thing is, why not just wait 3 months? That's the only thing. Like, at least see what happens this year before you decide to go ahead and add $5 million to the buyout.
Because this year might not even tell you anything. This is going to be a weird year.
You can tell if you're
playing something. Come on,
you can tell if your players want to play for you.
We know that. What do you mean? Did the players want? We know that. That's not the question.
I thought we knew that before going into last year too.
I mean, Darryl Milton's literally sitting on the side of practice and won't practice. I don't know if the. Saying we know the players want to play for him is a thing.
But he also said he's in and coming back next year because this is the best staff in the country. So, like, if you want to argue about it, we can.
Bipolar.
But, yeah, like,
takes. That was a joke.
It's Football Friday. You guys are mad over 2 years of 400K.
My final comment on it.
It costs us $5 million. Yeah. It's a stupid decision.
And
that's all it is.
I come back to it all the time. But we go ahead and we give him the raise. And the one thing that Fulmer has said is that you're judged as the head coach at the University of Tennessee based on 3 games, and they have not been good, to say the least. And so it's, and you're kind of going against yourself if you're Fulmer here, unless Pruitt lied that's what Fulmer told him.
No, it's
this is just the cost of doing business, guys.
This is Fulmer betting on himself and saying, I picked the right guy. I'm showing you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so just,
if he's wrong, it's going to be his ass too.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to kill Fulmer over this now, Davey. Just wait. And if Jeremy Pruitt goes 7-3 or 8-2 this year, and they win the East in 2021 or 2022, if they're making playoffs, then it was the right decision. If you fire Jeremy Pruitt in 2023 and you owe him $5 million that you wouldn't have had to owe him because this year he goes 3-7 and you can tell the writing's on the wall, and the next year it's, you know, 3-whatever, or, you know, 5-7, or, you know, and it just doesn't get better. Or if it's, or hell, if it's, you know, if it's 5-5 this year and it's 7-5 the next year and it's 6-6 the year after that and you fire him, well, then this will, we can look back and say this is a bad decision. But this is Fulmer saying, I think I've got the guy, and we want to make sure he's – the only way it makes sense for Fulmer is he's saying we're actually going to pay Pruitt less now in 2022 and 23 because we've locked him in long term. I don't have to worry about an extension until – I mean, they probably won't extend him now for
at least 2 years.
They shouldn't unless he way overachieves. Now, I don't know what Fulmer's timeline is for beating the Florida Alabamas and the Georgias of the world. But I would think he would like to see those games competitive this year and then see a win, sure, you know, wins next year at minimum. But I understand people that are going to say this is us lowering the bar because winning those games against those teams last year is base level expectations. But Davey, you could kind of argue against yourself because you've shown that in the last decade, Tennessee can't do that. So, like, if Pruitt can just beat all of those six teams again this year and maybe get one more,
he will actually have us on trajectory
that's better than the entire last decade.
Well, I've not said that they've had to beat these teams. I'm just asking to get it within 20 points.
That makes sense.
I'm just saying, like, to beat all the other teams, though, consistently,
it's something they haven't been doing.
Is probably worth $4 million a year based on other SECs. I mean, Derek Mason ain't beating anybody. He's getting 3-3. Barry Odom didn't beat anybody. He got, looks like, 3.05. I think Muschamp's over 3.3 now, but, I mean, he won four games last year. You got eight wins. Your coach makes $4.2 million. That's about right. Then you got the guys at the top. Nick Saban, 9-1. Ed Orgeron, now 8-7.
This does feel like the Rick Barnes thing, though, where it's like, I'm glad we extended him. I feel like we overpaid him. That's where I kind of.
I don't feel like we overpaid him. If you want to say we overextended him, I could maybe argue. Yeah.
No. Sorry, Rick Barnes was overpaid.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying that about Pruitt.
I was saying why didn't we just do, if we're gonna do it now, just do it 1 year. If Pruitt's like adamant he wants two more years, okay. Well, we're gonna wait till we're halfway through the season and then we can have it ready to go.
I just pray we beat South Carolina tomorrow because voluntary reaction. If you extend him and you go down there and get beat.
Well, it's going to be a three-point game, according to you.
I mean, I guess it could happen. I'll tell you why there's no damn way it should happen. We're also going to get to the G3 Help Me Hotlines coming up as well. We'll take calls all day today, but we do have to get into our, you know, Survivor picks, give you some gambling picks, do our final season predictions. A ton on this Football Friday edition of the program. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. The G3 Help Me Hotline is 865-546-8200 is the number.
2 year extension.
Yeah, we couldn't help it. We kept talking about it during the break. I just feel like, and this makes perfect sense, Philip Fulmer is going to be on the side of the coaches more than a non-coach AD. And that makes perfect sense. That's the role he used to be in. And I mean, there's nothing necessarily.
Recruiting ain't cheap.
There's nothing really wrong with that. I don't know. It kind of goes along with some other things the university's done recently that makes me wonder if even though we have John Curry gone, who was all about the money, it just feels like there's still some stuff with the university that is frustrating when it comes to the dollar, and I don't know, that's just where I am. You can have your own opinion, it's fine. It doesn't really matter because we've got a game tomorrow to get to and lots to talk about on the sports front. It's the G3 Help Me Hotlines. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com. That's the letters, letter and number, G3 then wordshelpme.com. G3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3helpme.com. All right, up first we have Jasper. Jasper, you're on Three and Out. What's up, bud?
One thing, well, I guess we'll all agree on here is that hopefully our football team, plays better than our ticket demand has performed thus far.
Amen to that.
I mean, I listened to what you guys said, got the exact same thing. 2 o'clock yesterday, got the email everybody else did in order to buy a single game. And then at 4 o'clock, 2 hours later, that was just sent to everyone.
Mm. So they gave you the two-hour window.
So it went from, the grandfather then to yesterday at 2 p.m. to, people who donate had a chance. And then 2 hours later, anyone. This morning, and while you guys were talking about it, I just looked up real quick. Every one of the games, the five games, if you looked at it, you just block off four seats. You can pick four, say I want four tickets, all five games, just best available. Every game, still tickets available. Is that astonishing that we haven't purchased 25,000 tickets?
Yes.
That's mind-numbing to me.
Well, and it
I also wonder how they're doing that.
It angers me that they told people they didn't have seats for them, and then Philip Fulmer puts out that plea to let them keep your money because they need it, and they turn around and sell seats that they never offered those people. That is a lie. That is about as scummy as it gets, and quite frankly, I'm pretty ashamed that happened.
Wait, what are you referring to when you say he sent a plea to not give your money, but you don't actually have the ability to get the tickets?
When Fulmer sent out the explanation on how they were going to pass out season tickets, he said there's only going to be season tickets this year. Well, that's obviously a lie. Then he said, we're going to offer them in batches to people if you get an opportunity for the – if you still want tickets, you can push through and say, I would still like tickets. He then pleaded with people that if
– he gave them the option.
If you have the ability to allow us to keep your money this year and not even get tickets, we'll put your name on a wall and it'll go towards helping us make it through these trying times. Yada, 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 yada. Like, it literally was like, give your all for Tennessee. And then even people that did push through, like Houston, and said, I would like tickets if available, they came back to them and said, sorry, we don't have any tickets available. Would you like your money back? Would you like to roll it over to 2021? Or would you like to put your name on the wall?
So you're saying, so people weren't, rank-wise, they didn't qualify. You were given an initial denial, not like a ticket, a different spot in the stadium.
Right. Yeah. People were told we have no tickets for you. Then they turned around and sold them to other people.
Yeah, they said they were going to go down the list, Jasper. Okay, we've offered all the A level donors. Now we're going to go to B until we hit the 25,000 number, or we go through everybody. And that's not what they did.
That's not what happened.
Well, that's a significant blunder. I didn't know that you, whatever the rank was. I heard the cutoff was 3,500 rank for, that initial time, mm-hmm. Essentially whatever you had tickets and to get crappier tickets and, but for a premium price. Well, so you're saying you were lower, rank or whatever, but they just said, nope, you're not available. And then,
but you can buy single game tickets, which means they have tickets for all five games together.
Yeah. In clumps of four.
Right, exactly.
Jasper just
Yeah.
That was the weird part.
I mean, it'd have been one thing if they just said, hey, Houston, do you want to sit in ZZ? And he's like, nah, that's not as good a seat. I'll just give me my money back. They didn't. They offered him no seat.
Yeah, they said, sorry,
didn't
make it.
Asked him to donate his money. And I'm just using Houston as an example. This happened to lots of people. Then they asked him to donate their money and then sold that seat to someone else.
Well, and I made the assumption they were just going to keep going down the rank for everybody, season ticket holder or not, until they,
Right. Everybody who had season tickets or who
they
donated.
65,000 season tickets sold pre-COVID,
something like that,
done.
Yeah, yeah.
And now.
So 45,000 people were suckers, apparently. Or
well, that's what was weird.
Well, they were either really smart and got their money back, or they're suckers. One of the two.
I had bought tickets.
Yeah,
I had paid and bought.
They had his money.
Tickets.
All they had to do was
me
give
too.
Him seats.
I'm all full paid up.
Right, and then they say, "Sorry, you don't have an option to get into the stadium." Okay, but here are some single game tickets to every game in the stadium. So why, I have two seats. Why didn't I just get an option for two
what
seats?
What the freak?
Well, here, I mean, what?
It's kind of like what happened with me last year. I had tickets to get in.
They sold the same
seat
twice.
And then they kicked me out and make me buy more tickets to get in, but I just said bleep them and didn't pay the money
to get
new tickets.
Is this Georgia State? Are you still, that spilled milk? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is. But I'm just saying, like, we can relate these stories together. They're exactly the same in a way.
We're going to come back to, you know, your Georgia State and Creed. We get it. Okay.
He's not wrong.
We'll never forget Georgia State. But how long would it take you to get over Georgia State?
Never. Worst loss ever.
Exactly.
It didn't hurt that bad.
I think the major blow, you know, I didn't realize that middle part where you were actually denied. They didn't, you know, say, hey, well, we'll sit you on a walkway or something like that, at least something, and still sell you the face value of the ticket. I didn't know that. But whoever their consultant is, way overshot what they thought, you know, people were going to do. I mean, it's just kind of amazing. I mean, they're not going to drop their price at this point. How much? I mean, they're just going to piss more people off. But that's astonishing. I know three or four people that, or, you know, in kind of the scenario I paid for season tickets. They said, you know, we went ahead and did it, whatever. And now they're looking back at it, and they're looking at their, you know, 2,000 or 1,000, 5,000, whatever their donation was, and they're like, well, gosh, we almost, maybe it's upper deck, but fine. The other part is, does anybody have any idea, like, okay, let's say you're upper deck, it's 20, you know, there's three seats open for every one that's, you know, has somebody in it. So can you just walk around and go sit wherever the hell you want?
I've wondered that too. I was like, maybe I'll buy Florida tickets in the worst section here.
Exactly.
And then just figure out where I can sit.
I also want to know this. Okay, so obviously Missouri game one, that's going to be about 25%. Do we think they're possibly selling more tickets for future games in case they open up?
Not right now, they're not.
For sure?
Oh yeah, there's. I mean, you can get four. You know, if they're south, or all the. I think the, you know, the blocks of four. You know, that's kind of hard to, I guess, to make. But I can tell you, the blocks of four, you can still get four tickets. You know, anywhere there. You know, I think except for Alabama.
Right.
But still, there's four tickets available together. You know, for all the games, which that's just amazing to me. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that you haven't sold out Missouri. I mean, that whatever, but. And I guess maybe a lot of people are going to wait and see. Well, how do they perform against Georgia? I don't know if I want to buy Kentucky tickets yet. Florida's late in the year. Well, let's wait and see if the team's any good before I buy those. It's just – it's the schedule's weird. Obviously, it's a weird year. I guess I am surprised we haven't sold 25,000 tickets, but I'll wait and see what the actual gate number is. My guess is those will get scooped up. I mean, we're still 2 weeks out. People probably wanted to wait and make sure the season was even going to start in the first place.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's a maybe you're right. Maybe paying for here's the deal though. You buy single game. Let's say you buy the single game tickets now. If the games don't happen, they will refund the value.
That was my next question. I don't know.
They'd have so. To.
Oh, no, they definitely to. Will.
Well, they did obviously for the season tickets. They said if you buy season tickets and the season doesn't happen, you can get a refund. But if I buy Florida tickets, right? If I buy them secondary market, like how does that? They're not going to refund
all that.
No, not
secondary market.
Yeah.
From
the
original.
Yeah.
That goes back to the place you bought your tickets. They usually will refund you
or give you like a credit or something.
I mean, when the ACC tournament,
If it's a cancellation, if it's postponed, then they're going to hold your money. This is what happened. You know, I had Jim Brewer tickets. Who was doing concerts? I had about four or five sets of tickets that I'd bought that. For all stuff that was postponed, and then there was just a litany of cancellations finally, and they refunded them all. Ticketmaster changed their rules during the middle, like in May.
Did they refund you, or did they give you a credit?
Well, they didn't credit. Since it was postponed, they didn't do anything.
Right.
It was in limbo. But then when they finally canceled them, literally within the last month, all the Jim Brewer, Jerry Seinfeld, you know, whomever was going to be here about this time or something during the summer, then they actually refunded it. So, you know, it was interesting, though, that Ticketmaster changed their policy, you know, with the definition of a postponement versus cancellation.
Right, right.
Anyway, so if UT doesn't play the game, it's canceled, silver fund. If they say they're going to postpone it, then they're going to hold it and see what happens.
Yeah, until final decision's made.
Thanks for the call, Jasper. Appreciate it, buddy.
But I'm with you on that. I'm with you. Hey, thank you for buying tickets. You don't have tickets, but you can buy these tickets. Well, that was weird because I'd already paid.
Well, first of all, it's some type of logistical error. I don't think they did it solely to just take your money because they already had your money. They would rather give you a seat than give you your money back.
Of course. Which is weird.
So they made an error with logistics, but the part that doesn't sit well with me is Philip Fulmer begging you to let them keep your money without getting tickets and implying what Jasper's pointing out, that there's not going to be enough tickets for everyone.
Easy with the begging. It was an option to help fund scholarships. Like he wasn't there like, oh my God, please give us all your money.
I mean, it was
money.
Pretty heavy. You even agreed at that at the time it was. Let's go to Bear real quick before you hit a break. What's up, Bear?
Bear, please kill these idiots.
I'm not real happy with several of you guys. Not you, Chris.
Thank you.
Are you going to sheep it up too, Bear?
I mean, it's we've been like living in a nightmare of a year, like some kind of damn Sylvia Plath novel come to life, and then we finally get to game week.
Deep pool.
And all of a sudden on Monday, I've got Davey Hudson, that simpleton moron that Nate makes me do my show with, Russell Smith, that clown Austin Sanders. Nate, I understand that you're probably involved with them too in their faction, that are crapping all, you know, just crapping all over everything. But, you know, we're talking about voluntary reaction via Titans Radio.
Real game
serious?
Sunday.
Serious?
I can't help that your co-host lied to you about that, Bear. I was unaware of that whole shtick, and I do.
But why did he feel safe to lie about something like that? Maybe you need to have a heavier hand.
So that's my fault?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sanders calling in us yesterday during the second segment.
I don't even know what this is about.
Basically hysterical.
Came after me.
Thought it was a good call.
Going after Houston Kress.
Big mistake.
And I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we're 24 hours or a little over 24 hours away from kickoff, and you guys, you know, half the station's ready to burn it down around Coach Pruitt's ears.
Bear, that's what I don't understand. We haven't even played a game, and
we're not blaming
everybody's
Pruitt.
Ready to set it on fire.
We're not blaming Pruitt at all.
No, but you've already conceded a loss, like, several times to South Carolina. Like, you've already been just very like, oh, if he doesn't win, like, you're already being negative. We haven't even watched a game yet. If we lose, we're going Titans.
You're
going
to be surprised with my pick come this afternoon.
No, I'm not.
Not afternoon, in 2 hours.
No, because you play negative, and then you pick the Vols. Like, big surprise.
Yeah,
it's
but how
absolutely
much?
Absolutely ridiculous. Can we not get fired up? I didn't think we were going to have football for most of this year. And now we're here, and I'm having to wade through all this crap, this negative Nancy, Debbie Downer, crap coming from my coworkers.
The NFL's been fun.
Radio.
Bear, I'm with you.
Piss me off and just the absolute just backstabbing and Pearl Harbor attacks on Houston Crest. It's just that, I mean, it's uncalled for. It's an outrage.
I think we just need to trade Bear for Davey. So Davey and Titans can do stuff.
I offered
Titans.
That to Bear, and he said he didn't want to work with you two. So.
Oh, the truth
that
comes
is,
out, Bear. Where's that?
No, I don't, Bear can't
that's
work
a
early.
Damn lie.
He can't work that early in the day. He's got other obligations.
Exactly.
I'm with you, Bear. I know that right there. Like, you're going after Bear for no reason.
I didn't go after Bear. I just told you what he told me.
You're lying. You made an attack.
He just quoted him. It's a fact.
I don't think he said that.
I mean, Bear, did you say that?
No, I did not.
Okay,
say that.
Bear, I offered you to switch shows, and you were like, I couldn't put up with them.
You tried to get away from us, Davey? This is new information for me.
I didn't initially put that forward.
Fire him now.
It was after Bear was already mad at Russell.
Show with Russ, or he could suck up to Russell every afternoon.
It's not sucking up if we just agree on everything.
Grass is always greener there.
Ooh, I really love your two-tone blue, Russell. That looks so good.
Can you imagine how great that show would be?
Oh, God. My goodness. Bear, thanks.
It'd be like watching paint dry. Bear. No problem. Hey, Nate?
Yeah?
There's some questions about you.
What?
There's a picture. There's pictures floating around of you head to toe with your lovely wife. Incarnate in black.
Wow. Whoa.
Low Country Hodges is what they're calling you.
Wow. Wow. Gamecock Nate.
Yep, there you go.
Well, I've accused you of that for years.
Yeah, we already knew that. That's nothing new to see here. Fulmer said, we are in seriously need of your help. We are in seriously need of your help.
That's really what it says?
Yeah, sorry. I guess 10 News messed that up.
Okay. I was like, I don't think that's what he said.
We are in serious need of your help. I'm assuming is what it said. They added a
buy tickets.
I don't want to ask this of you.
See, he said he didn't want to, but he had to.
But right now, I have to ask this of you. I mean, he did.
Well, it's like a child. I don't want to spank you, but I have to spank you. If you're, if you believe in such a thing.
Yeah, but then it's that you knew the child did nothing wrong. There were tickets available.
Let's hit a break. You need to reset.
Oh,
the smooth brain's mad.
They even named them things like defend the checkerboard.
Yeah. We did this on the show.
Give your all, and then we'll sell that ticket to someone else.
Give your all. Give your all wall.
Final segment, hour number one, Football Friday edition. Now we've got our arguments out of the way. Let's get to Tennessee, South Carolina.
I don't have my arguments out of the way.
Oh, okay.
I was ready to turn the attention to the game. Sad you don't want to talk about it.
What do you... You said your piece, didn't you? Here, would you like
no,
to...
No, I'm just saying they're not out of the way. I'm going to probably circle back.
Fine, whatever.
Be polite.
Tennessee, look. All right, we'll tie the extension into it. With this new extension, Jeremy Pruitt better perform, right? I mean, we were going to expect that anyway. But, like, they should beat Tennessee. They should cover the 3.5. Tennessee should beat South Carolina. They should cover the 3.5.
Hodges.
Four,
Low
whatever.
Country Hodges. Wow.
I actually did some research yesterday, Houston.
Well, you did tell us early in the week that their defense is
their
not
offense.
Good. Well, I thought you all said their defense is not good, but their offense is trash.
I was trying to think of what you gonna vault us up again? Are we not vault up enough?
Yeah, hit it.
Hit it again.
All right. I was trying to think back. I was like, how far has the South Carolina program fallen since the Steve Spurrier days? So their best teams were like 10, 11, 12-ish, right in there. 10, they lost to Cam Newton in the SEC championship game. 11 and 12 are probably actually better teams from a talent standpoint. Listen to these 2011 receivers for South Carolina. Alshon Jeffrey.
Pretty good. Pumping gas.
Yeah. NFL guy.
A lot of gas with the money he's made.
Bruce Ellington.
Okay.
Played for the 49ers. Ace Sanders.
Did Ellington also play basketball?
Yep.
Yeah, he was the point guard on the basketball team. Ace Sanders. Played for the Jaguars.
Pop. Wasn't that his name? Pop.
I don't remember that. Was it?
Pop. Pop sent
Ace Sanders. Pop.
Continue. Pop? I thought it was my
and then their fourth receiver that year was Damir Bird. He's starting for the Patriots right now. This year they have Shy Smith.
I think he forgot Debo. Or was he?
He wasn't there yet.
He wasn't
Tracy LaVon Sanders, aka Ace.
This year
they
have
where the pop came from.
This year they have one guy that can run fast and can't really catch the ball very well, and Shy Smith.
Shy Smith.
Let's just make sure we keep him in front of us. And they have a former quarterback starting and another...
Got to watch the double pass.
Another quarterback that is supposedly good but just can't crack the quarterback depth chart, so he's backing up a receiver. Like, that's it. On that defense, they had Devin Taylor, NFL guy, Jadeveon Clowney.
Shouts out.
Star in the NFL. Their safeties were Antonio Allen and DJ Swearinger, NFL guys. Mm-hmm. Stephon Gilmore, pretty good corner, I'd say.
Maybe the best in the league.
Highest paid guy in the league at corner. And, this should be, like, if Tennessee has taken the next step, this game should not be close. Now, it might be. SEC games have a tendency to be closer.
Weird
than,
year.
But you have to win this football game. I mean, a win is a win tomorrow, right? Can we agree on that?
I would say for all of 2020, a win's a win.
Well, yeah, they are all conference games. I guess maybe if, like, Vanderbilt loses to everyone by 30 and then you beat them by one, that would be really frustrating.
Yeah, it's a win.
But, yeah.
Well, it's a trap game, Florida, next week.
Gotcha. I mean, the FBI thinks you're going to lose. I don't know how that's even possible. the South Carolina talent is completely garbage. I mean, they're going to try and use some tempo to try and steal some yards, but they'll probably have to slow it down at some point just to try and save their defense a little bit.
I know.
They may have, what, maybe one guy on defense that's an NFL guy one day? And
no, I'd say a couple of their secondary players.
Maybe two. That's it.
And J.C. Horn. I think he'll make it one day. You mentioned the FPI. I know they didn't get the games right last year or the year before, but yesterday on the drive, Russell said that the FPI has predicted Tennessee's record 2 years in a row.
Yeah, but they haven't got the games right. Also, it changes like as the season goes on.
But the 2 years before that, they were woefully off, right? They thought Butch Jones' last year they'd be better.
12-0.
No,
that was the year before that.
2016.
Yeah.
2017, though, I mean, you lost a lot of close games. They weren't that far off. Mm-hmm. This year, I just don't get it. What are we at, 3.8?
Around that.
Are we overrating Tennessee's talent? Are we just kind of hoping that these guys are like NFL? Like, how many NFL guys do we have on this team?
Hank, on the offensive side of the ball, I would say
Trey,
that line is going to get an opportunity. I mean, it's going to kind of be like Derek Dooley's line his last year.
You got quite a bit, really.
I mean, yeah, you could have, if you count Cade Mays, you got four on the line probably down the road.
Well, okay, as talent-wise, they could be. Right now, as far as guys who's proven they can get drafted, you got Cade Mays, Trey Smith.
Wanya.
I don't know if he's proven he could. I think he will.
I think he's proven it. Well, I mean, if he stays healthy.
That doesn't matter. I mean, what's the possibility, I think?
Oh!
I'd say three or four.
The line has moved.
Yeah.
I don't know what Davey Hudson's going to do. It's at -4.
It was just at 3.5.
Yeah, that's what happens when it moves to 4.
Yeah.
It had to go from one to the other. So now it's 4.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one thing if it's directly at 3 and I can't push. Touche. All right.
I'm just saying the money's on Tennessee.
I mean, there might be two corners on this team to play in the NFL, right? There could be one to two safeties, maybe. I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. The receiving corps is pretty young. There might be a guy or two there. Who knows? Tight end? No, probably not. At least not right now, unless something's really, really shocking.
No.
Quarterback, at least for tomorrow, is a no. So running back, a maybe. We'll see.
Way more than South Carolina.
I'm trying to decide where Tennessee is on that scale of like, man, we have no playmakers, or man, like 8 out of the 11 guys on both sides are going to get a look at the next level type of thing. Because that's where you have to be if you want to beat Georgia, Florida, Alabama. Because we know Alabama's like that every year. Georgia like that every year.
Mm-hmm.
Florida kind of yo-yos a little bit more, but typically,
well, I mean, I think
they've got guys.
You're ahead of teams in the East not named Florida and Georgia.
I guess the Auburn and A&M games are, I mean, they're still going to be the ultimate kind of, like.
Yeah, I was looking. I mean, Auburn, they do not look very good on the offensive line. And obviously A&M's had several players opt out. Those might be more winnable than you think. 3.8, man. We canceled FPI. Why do we keep bringing that up? Canceled it. It's bad. It's no good.
I mean, you're a 4-point favorite. We'll go with that. You're a 4-point favorite. But it feels like you really should win this game more easily than that when I look at it. So that's good news. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two. Tennessee, South Carolina. It's tomorrow night. It's finally gotten here. 7:30. Stick with us right here as we get you set for the weekend on 3 and Out.